Hey, this is a dark tangent, organizer of DEF CON. You're about to listen to some speeches from DEF CON 3, held July 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1995. Now, the Tropicana has since been renovated. This speech and all speeches are copywritten, all rights reserved, the dark tangent, and DEF CON Communications. Permission is expressly granted, though, for educational, non-profit use. If you have any more questions about DEF CON, or want to send me some email about the copyright status, please email me at dt@defcon.org, or the website is www.defcon.org. Now, kick back, get ready for some good speeches, and thanks for supporting it.
Get me the goddamn tissue bell. Look at this thing.
All right.
There's no way you can hear this over that.
You remember from last night we had, well, maybe you don't remember from last night. I know Affleck doesn't remember from last night very much. Is Affleck out here? Is Affleck going to admit it?
I think
no.
A lot of people are glad they forgot last
We did three rounds last night of Jeopardy, and these are the three winning teams. And before I introduce them, there's a gentleman in the audience, another gentleman I want to introduce. Last night I introduced Larry Lasker. You guys gave him a round of standing ovation, in fact. Jeff, where are you? Jeff? This gentleman, Jeff Apple, please stand up. He is the producer. Hold on, you don't know of what yet. It could have been a piece of shit. He was the producer. He's the producer of the Clint Eastwood movie, In Line of Fire. Give him a round of applause. Now, Jeff asked me to ask you guys a favor. He's working on a new movie. I won't go into any of the details on it. That would be quite unfair. Beer check. But if, at like some of the other cons that I've been to, you guys have been gracious enough to let me in and show me what's been going on. If you can offer Jeff the same courtesy, if there's anything that's really hip that's going on that you wouldn't want the NARC church to see, Jeff may be a candidate for you to take a look and get to know him a little bit better, and I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and you'll appreciate getting to know him. All right, our three teams tonight for Jeopardy. What we're going to do tonight... There goes the beer. All right, open it up and suck it down. What we're going to do tonight is two rounds. The first round is going to be 100 megabytes to 500 megabytes with one double Jeopardy.
That's it.
The second round will be 200 megabytes to 1 gigabyte with two double Jeopardies, and there will be a final Jeopardy question, which the contestants have to answer. We'll turn the questions around in a second, Bob. The first team, team number one, we're going to refer to them, and this is kind of tough for you, so let's see if we can do it. Team 1, 2, and 3. You got that. On team 1, we have Bob Stratton. Everybody knows Bob Stratton.
Clovis.
And who?
Clovis.
All right, well, we want to... Clovis, question for you. What was your best hack? What was your best hack?
No. Who said Catholic you? Oh, you did. No, don't... No. That's not good.
Say what? I missed that one. I heard my name in vain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I don't talk about
it. You don't talk about it.
That's bad.
That's bad news. All right.
No, I mean, it's neat to talk about it and everything, but it's not good to do.
Is Bob married? Is that a proposal? It's an inquiry. Bob, your marital status?
Not right now.
There are plenty of places on the strip.
Not anytime soon.
All right, team two.
I know, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. What's your name?
Damon Nine.
Let them know.
Damon Nine.
And your friend with the blue hair.
Alex. It's orange.
It's orange. I'm colorblind. The Air Force wanted me. All right. And team three, we've got Novocaine and Larry Lasker, who you remember from last evening. Let's hear it for our contestants. Now, DT. Where's DT? Jeff. Where's Jeff?
No.
He's out getting drunk. I don't know exactly what the prizes are for the winners, but I heard DT was going to be giving away a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Right, is that right, Jeff? Uh-oh.
The Ferrari out in the...
Oh, the Ferrari.
Yeah, it's a Ferrari.
The red one.
The red one.
The red Ferrari.
Loser gets that crap
away, a screwdriver.
I think here comes the stiletto.
I think he's giving away a screwdriver.
Hey, Def Con bottle cap.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to hurl out a couple more of my famous 1200 baud modems.
Rad.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh. Are we talking about the prizes for the winner?
Yeah.
Well, I would send you up to the stripper room, but it's currently going on right now.
Word.
You get the elite 2 invites to the private party tonight. I'll refund your price. I give you a free shirt. And you can be the proud owner of the exclusive set of used underwear of Dan's girlfriend. They're quite nice.
What about for second place?
Yeah. The last place people get to drink to inebriation. And the second place people, what should they get? How about a complete set of old Cisco manuals still in the shrink wrap?
What version?
Oh, shit. Is Shipley out there?
Yeah,
what are they? 3,000. And don't worry, I'll come up with some other mysterious prize. It's very enticing. Okay.
Are we ready?
If you are.
I am ready.
You are ready. All right, the categories for the
first round of Jeopardy are cyber movies. Larry is not allowed to play. Do we agree with that?
No.
No, we don't agree with that. All right, cyber movies. Alien encounters. And that's in honor of our speaker tomorrow morning, who's going to be here talking about Area 51. Oh, Area 51 fans, are we? All right. Category 3, penalty box. Crypto, somebody wanted some technical stuff. Who wanted technical? Bob, of course. You wanted, right? So you're going to win them all? He's going to get, now he's going to wonder about that. Trivia means anything goes. And the other one, music before you were born.
Thank you very much for that.
Dark Tangent, please start us off.
See, he's not allowed to play in that category.
I think we'll go for
crypto.
Crypto for 100. Who's going to ring in? Oh, you guys are great. U-boats in World War II use this almost uncrackable code.
Who got it first?
Orange?
Cherokee National Language.
What is the Cherokee National Language? Boo!
What is Enigma?
What is Enigma? Let's hear it for him! Scorekeeper, how are we?
All right, we're off to a good start.
Robert, your call.
Crypto for 200. It's not just a job.
Crypto for 200. They created the first public key crypto system in 1976.
Jeff,
who had it?
Larry!
Two! Team two!
First public key crypto system in 76. Who are RSA? Or Ravish Shamir and Alan?
No! Team one!
Who are Hellman and Merkel?
No! Anybody else? T-shirt!
Wait a minute, I need a hand!
Who is Whit Diffie and Martin Hellman?
I think you're off by one crypto system.
No, it's the other one. I'll show you later.
Huh?
I'll show you later.
Cool.
All right.
But you had the less correct answer. Pick again.
Crypto for 300.
Crypto for 300.
They are the R, S, and A in RSA. Wait a minute. Wait. Okay, go. Ravish Shamir. He got it.
Come on.
Yes, he got it.
I read it before you were done reading. I just did last time.
Jeff, call it.
You're a hose.
I think he rang in first.
He did.
You got to pay attention.
SD judge.
We need a judge.
Ask the audience.
It was the beer.
Now that was three.
Which team number?
I'm sorry, I was arranging for more.
I was arranging for more beer.
Look at these, come on.
Number five. Two.
Reimer, Shamir, and Adelman. I said it before.
The answer
to
the
popularity contest. We're having the golfers.
I wasn't paying attention, so you'll have to tell me.
All right.
You make the call.
Who
I thought it was three first.
We'll discard the question and move on.
Oh, yeah.
He's throwing it out?
And Robert, I don't know. He's the judge. I'm not.
All right, let's go.
Get the impartial.
Hey,
hey,
Jeff.
Yeah. Focus up.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm ready. Last night it was Maytag.
What? Did I miss something in the morning? All right. What do we decide to do, Judge?
We ditched the question. We're going
to
move on.
We ditched the question. Robert, you get to pick again.
Do it for 400.
I'm paying attention this time.
Good.
Here, Jeff.
Put it back in my bag.
DES, the Data Encryption Standard.
So did I, but it's good if it comes from the audience.
Yeah, I don't like this overriding of all this bullshit.
Yeah. What the hell's going on?
She's right, Wynn.
Judge?
Who's got Bruce's
there's
book,
no
Andy?
Replay in football. So there's no instant replay in Hacker Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just get fucked.
Protest.
All right. Dez, the data encryption.
Wait. Stop. What just happened?
Nothing. Let's go.
The judge said that there's no instant replay.
The judge, you need to fix this, dude. Fix it. Do the right thing, man. Your conscience will haunt you for the rest of your day. Get a copy of Schneier's book.
You got to make the call.
Get a copy of Schneier's book.
He has to make the call. I can't make it. He's the judge. That was the way it was set up.
No, we didn't.
I don't know. It's about the
book.
No, it is Merkel.
The book!
Hey, listen, we made a bunch of mistakes last night, and we didn't stop and go back and debate it for 5 minutes.
But you didn't have a book in front of you either.
Oh, he's getting bitter. No more beer for you. Okay. And the spirit of Glasnost, correct your answer.
What?
I'm reading in person.
All right, what Bob just said was is that answer one was correct, and the score should be corrected to credit them with the additional 100 and not team two. And that's what the judge said. Is that correct? Is that what I'm hearing?
We didn't get it anyway. No, they didn't get it. It was,
well, like so it. you're getting the credit back, right? All right, let's move on. All right, crypto for 400. Here's the DES question. DES, the Data Encryption Standard, is a modification of this IBM crypto system. Team two. What is Lucifer? He's correct.
Yeah.
On the board.
Okay. Now.
Let's finish off the category. All right.
Since this has been so successful.
Crypto. The crypto system that defeated the Japanese in the Pacific. Robert.
What is purple?
That's one of the correct answers. What's the other correct answer?
You said the crypto system.
There's two.
What is magic?
Cherokee!
Oh.
He gets it. Navajo and Cherokee were used interchangeably in that, according to David Kahn.
Who can tech quit, dude. I don't want this goddamn pitch.
Yeah, you get your points. No, they get the points. They absolutely get the points.
Give them 250.
No, they get both were correct answers.
Oh, okay.
Both are correct. They get.
You said Cherokee earlier.
Robert, Navajo and Cherokee were the Indian languages. Navajo and Cherokee were the Indian languages that the Japanese did not understand, and they used them as a cryptographic system. Robert.
Cyber movies for 100.
Thank you.
Cyber movies.
Did you get 300 points?
Elite. Cyber newbies.
Well, I think.
Jeff, you deal with it.
I wasn't even looking.
Okay. Contestants.
Raise the question. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm listening, Wynn. I'm listening.
You both get 300.
Who?
Two of us?
These guys?
And those guys. That's good.
Thank He's giving them both the 300. That's fair. All right. This is Cyber Movies for 100. Michael Jordan might have enjoyed a walk-in part in this hit movie. Ben, the net. No. Michael Jordan might have enjoyed a walk-in part in this movie. Anybody out there? What is sneakers? Oh. Don't take any points away from him.
Don't take any points
Come
away
on,
from him.
Come on, Alex.
My question was asked correct. Don't take any points away from him.
Pick.
That's outrageous.
We're picking.
That question was just one for Wayne. Who is it?
It's us.
Awesome. You went cyber for two?
Yeah.
Get your horn right.
Virtually lost cyber lass, Sandra Bullock, drove her way to stardom in this movie. Number two. No. What is speed?
Damn it, man, we should have had that.
Pick
That's
it,
okay.
Larry.
That's okay.
I should have known not to pick that one. I came in here.
I know.
More beverage.
Well, we got a grin and bear it.
Okay. The auto faxing PDA saved butt. That's the right. Under Siege 2. The auto faxing PDA. This auto faxing PDA saved butt in Under Siege 2.
What is Under Siege? Wrong!
Wait, that was not the question.
You rung in before
yeah,
I finished.
Yeah, you're losing. Yeah.
This auto faxing PDA saved butt in Under Siege 2.
Let me see that.
What is the Newton?
What is the Newton?
Thank you. Exactly what it was. It was a guess, and it was right.
I never
got it. All right, let's go.
Let's go for a trivia for two.
That question
is they're brave.
Founder of the Dutch hacking zine, Hacktic. Bob.
Who is Rob Concrete?
Who is Rob? That's correct.
Yes, I can.
Score. Nobody can spell that.
Score update.
Pick it.
Hello.
Oh, score update.
Okay.
Team 1.
Team 1, 1,000 points. Yeah. 1,000. Okay, 1 gig. Team 2,
200 meg.
Team
3,
300
meg.
Don. He's a scorekeeper. I don't know. Bob, take a pick.
Trivia for 300.
Which one for 300?
Trivia.
Trivia for 300.
Ah, man. Significa.
Of PKE, PKP, and PGP, the one that was designed in the Rocky Mountains. Robert!
What is PGP?
What is PGP? Phil Zimmerman lives in Boulder, Colorado. Robert!
Trivia for 400.
The manufacturer of the Clipper chip. Team 2. You rang in. I heard it.
Right. We're talking now. Can we be more specific here? The manufacturer.
The manufacturer of the Clipper chip.
I mean, do you want the company? Do you want the organization?
The company manufacturer of the Clipper chip.
Well, I could try. What is the NSA?
You're fishing.
What is the NSA? No, wrong. Team 2. Team 1.
What is VLSI technology?
Or Micatronics.
Micatronics, VLSI, both correct answers. Thank you. Micatronics, Southern California, VLSI did the fabrication of it for them.
Robert, pick.
Trivia for 100.
Bill or Hillary's email address. Steve 2.
President at whitehouse.com.
Excuse me?
That wasn't a question.
Team 1.
What is president at whitehouse.gov?
What is president at whitehouse.gov? He didn't ask you a question. You never said what.
Did he? I didn't hear it. He said what?
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
He wants a beer. For judge first.
Heads! Oh, man. I thought somebody was going to get taken out.
Okay.
Let it cool down for a minute.
Did you give it to him?
What's the word?
Well, okay, here's it before.
President of whitehouse.gov. I mean, look at
it.
Okay,
we can give it to him.
That's cool.
It was only 100.
Music before you were born. Larry, you ready? I can't read this.
I won't be able to answer it.
This mega singing star appeared on Ed Sullivan only above the waist. Team 2. Excuse me?
Who is Elvis?
How the hell did
he get one? Yeah, he got
yeah.
one.
Let's go Cyber Movies for 500. The voice of Simba in The Lion King. Team 3.
Matthew Broderick. Answer the question.
Who is Matthew Broderick?
Do we give it to him?
No.
Yes!
No!
All right.
Boo!
When?
I feel I'm about to ask, how was that a cyber movie?
Oh, he was in War Games.
Matthew Broderick starred in War Games.
But that was not you. All right, let's move on. It's about a goddamn lion, for Christ's sake.
Scene 3, pick the category. All right. Keenan Wynn starred in this dud about tempest busting and ripping off the Federal Reserve. Team 1.
What is prime risk?
What is prime risk?
Very good. Robert, pick your category.
Trivia for 500.
Dark Avengers Virulent Creation. Team 1.
Which is the mutating engine.
What's the mutation engine? He's right.
Pick your category.
I don't care, man. It's up to you, bud.
He won a 2,600
point. Oh,
okay. 2,600.
Thanks for rubbing that in.
That's right.
What about Team 2 and 3?
Alien Encounters for
100.
How many?
100.
For 100. Best UFO viewing area west of the Mississippi. Team 2.
Nevada.
What's Nevada?
What is Nevada?
Can we be a little more specific?
No.
A little more specific.
No, just give us a goddamn point.
What is Area 51?
Area 51. Don't give it to him.
I don't know about this one. He did. I don't know. Hey. Got to apply the rules evenly. Hey, I will not bend to peer pressure. I feel your pain. But it wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
We're throwing that one out. Throw it out.
We
No, they don't get it because they got coached along the whole time. They still didn't get it.
Do more Jesse Jackson.
Try again. I'm sorry.
Alien encounters for 200. And I want Jeff to do more Jesse Jackson.
Air Force major who recanted his 1947 UFO tale under pressure from the brass. Ooh.
Throw it out. Let's go.
Audience, anybody know this one? Air Force major who recanted his 1947 UFO tale under pressure from the brass. Nobody knows this one. Roswell was the incident. It was Major Jesse Marcel. Oh, yeah, I see the heads. Oh, my God. All
that
right.
Movie was just on cable, too. I'm so lame.
Oh, are you so lame, Bob?
I am.
Should we take some points away because you're lame?
That's good.
You want to pick again?
How did you value your life? Alien encounters for 300.
Come on, win.
All right, this is a real alien question. My wife did these, so I don't want to hear about it. He worked on spaceship propulsion systems at Area 51. My wife's name is Shara. It's Shara at Infowar.com. Anybody know this one? Anybody in the audience? We got one. Who? What? Bob Lazar. That's right.
Good man.
Bob, pick something else.
Roll with it.
You're rolling it? All right, this is a hacker question, believe it or not.
Word.
The alleged hacker project looking for UFOs. Robert.
What is Project Green Cheese?
What is Project Green Cheese? He's right.
I remember that shit.
Do you want to close it out?
Oh, okay.
Put your roommate in the head.
Oh, this one's tough. The supposed power source behind UFOs. Team 2.
What is gravity?
What is gravity?
Come on!
That is it!
You can't have anti-gravity without gravity!
He's got a point.
What is what? Crystals? What did I hear? Crystals? Dilithium crystals. Now I like that. Judge, you're going to have to call this one. The correct answer is what is element 115? You call it. You want to give it to him?
Gravity.
Give it to him. All right.
Yeah. We're on the board again. Woo.
Call number. Call
your
question.
Hey, you got 115? Oh, all right. So, what do you want to go?
We got
cannabis. Taylor Fox for 100. Start us off, Win.
After the feds took his computers, his gaming company nearly bit the dust. Who rang first?
Oh, man.
You're so wrong.
Who rang first?
All right, the question. Everyone
let him go.
Who rang first?
I did.
No.
Yeah,
I heard someone.
Ask the question again.
What? No, you can't do that.
Yeah, totally.
You can't do that.
Ask the question.
Which team two, wasn't it? No.
I have outside counsel told me... Stratton team run first.
What? Yeah. Come on.
All right, team one.
Who is Steve Jackson?
No. Steve Jackson.
I rang it first.
I
you
we
need to get this thing.
Why
the
hell?
I heard the whole ass thunder.
Robert, pick it. 100.
Nah. We're not going to win anyway.
Yeah, we're going to win. We got a whole other
penalty box for 200.
We're going to lose, all right? Don't mention it for you.
He's the blind whistle blowing phone freak. Robert.
Who is Joe Angracia? Or the whistler?
Is that the right? That's not what I have. I have the answer. I have Captain Crunch.
Did you say blind? You said blind.
Blind.
Joe Angracia is blind. Captain Crunch is not blind. He
Captain
just goes
Crunch
to raves a lot.
Yeah, it's not Captain Crunch.
Need one? Need one, guess it. Okay. Bob, call it.
Penalty box for 300.
Doesn't matter. What's the answer?
Well, the answers are going to be correct. Cliff Stoll's nemesis called this city home.
Well, I didn't hear you.
Cliff Stoll's nemesis called this city home. Bob.
Hanover.
Hanover. What is Hamburg?
No. What is Hamburg?
No, Hanover.
No.
Hanover. What is Hanover?
Somebody else.
Can we
postulate again?
No, if you want to ring in, you can ring in and gamble it away.
No, we've already gambled enough.
Anybody?
Pick somebody. Fucking A, man.
What?
Yeah, I did, but don't worry about it.
You said Berlin?
No, it's Hanover.
The Hanover Hacker.
It is Hanover.
Hanover. Who got Hanover?
Everybody did.
No, everybody did.
Beat
it.
Bob, pick it up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Lost that in the light.
Penalty box for 400.
That's solid state.
Daily double. How many points do they have to wager? This is a daily double.
7 terabytes now?
Bet it all.
Bet it all.
Bet it all.
Oh, no.
Bet it all.
Come on.
Okay, you got it, man.
750.
He can't do multiple. Give him an even number.
800?
320.
If you do it 1,000, it's real easy for him.
Yeah.
We don't like him that much, okay?
This is for Team 1 only.
Okay.
This anti-hacker federal unit was founded in 1865.
Oh, my God. What is the Secret Service?
What is the Secret Service? That's the right answer.
That was in there last night.
That was in there last night, too.
No. You can't duplicate, Ann.
No, you can't duplicate.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We're going to throw this out.
Last night?
Yeah, I had one last night.
Where do I go from there?
I know. I know that.
I'm like,
how do I know that?
Yeah, I'm like...
Lame, man.
The fix is on.
Hold on, hold off on those points there first.
Yeah.
We're
all
winning.
Right. I'm told that he wants to give you another double Jeopardy question because that one was doubled in from last night.
Yes.
Is he, yes? Okay.
No, man. We're cool with that.
Same bet.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. Just for us?
Just for Team 1. He was the much embarrassed U.S. attorney for his failure to convict Craig Kneedorf.
Who is William Cook?
That's correct.
Give him another one.
Wait a minute, give him another one. He wants me to give him another one. All right, Bob, which category do you want to go with now?
Let's go for three.
Oh, Lord. There's so many to choose from.
Cyber movies.
Music before Wynn was born? For 200?
For how much?
200.
Music before you were born.
Oh.
First 1960. He's getting ready over here. First 1963 Beatles hit in the United Kingdom.
Fuck, I know,
man. Ooh.
Do it.
In the United Kingdom.
Oh, in the UK.
Oh, we got a tentative honk.
Hello.
In the form of a question. No. Anybody else? Anybody out in the audience? What? No. No. Who said that? Who said love me do? Love me do is the right answer. What? All right, Bob, which category would you like to go to?
Come on.
300.
Can we just finish?
Music before you were born.
It has to do with hacking.
Has nothing to do with hacking.
No, it really doesn't.
He played the Star-Spangled Banner at dawn to 500,000 fans.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, he said. We got
it. He thought we rang in first.
You don't understand. If you blow these things,
shut up. You're not getting any more beer.
I wouldn't get it.
We have doubles coming up. All right, for 400, this group, this music group sang the anti-Vietnam War ditty, I Think I'm Fixin' to Die. That was obviously Team 3.
Who is Country Joe and the Fish?
Who's Country Joe and the Fish? He got it.
Good song. I almost had that, dude. That was right on the tip of my tongue.
Country Joe and the what?
And for 500.
I can't believe I forgot that.
Oh, sorry.
The weirdo Napoleon 14th hit in the 1960s was banned because it insulted crazy people. I'll read it again. We may have to go to the audience for this one. The weirdo Napoleon 14th hit in 1960s was banned because it insulted crazy people.
You got it. Oh.
All right, let's have a score update and we'll do the next
four. You rule, man. I need a bucket.
You are elite.
What's the score update? Score update.
I got it.
4,600 points.
What?
All right. Give us a minute. We'll pass out a couple beers. I got a couple more questions here. Okay. The network that Max Headroom was on.
Number 23.
Who do I call? Who do I? I don't know. What is what? What is Network 23? Give him something. Give him something. Oh, a modem! How original!
I need a cigarette. Does anyone have a cigarette?
We're passing cigarettes
Please.
Up front for the crew.
No one here smokes. All right.
There we go. Thank you. Here. Oh, Jesus! Damn! Sorry!
Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right. The number of megabytes of wares you can download in 1 hour at 28.8 KB. First hand, what? 10.2 what? Is that in the form of a question? Next. I see it. What is 10.2? The Where's puppies don't agree with 10.2. All right, who's the next answer? What is what? What is 12 what? What is 12 megabytes? Give them something. That's the answer the Where's puppies gave us. Now, Jeff, I don't know if I can quite ask this next one.
Humanity.
Why don't you do that one?
Yeah, I'll ask this one. What is it called when Captain Crunch climbs on your back and asks you to do squats? This is AKA HoHoCon 93.
Date rape!
What is a crunch squat? Affirmative. Get him. You want a beer or a modem?
Beer or modem?
Okay.
Now that's nice.
Hurl the modem. Lock the modem. No.
Give the man a beer.
Give him a beer.
I'm not throwing any more beers. I almost killed the guy.
Battery! Whoa!
That could kill someone. It would sterilize it at the
We're
same time.
We're not throwing any more beer.
Yeah, that's bad.
No more beer will be thrown this evening.
Hell, this is.
Okay, one more for the audience.
Here, here's one more thing.
We're going to go down.
This is the last question.
I was hoping.
What is freshly pirated software is commonly called? Oh, yeah. What do you want? Yeah! Modems all around!
I want to hear you. Alright, it's all alright.
Yeah, if you get you five, you get a rack mount.
Are you guys going to start an internet service provider now?
Okay, here we go. The big last question for the official beer sponsor of DEF CON, the Holy Cow Mega Brew. Yeah, I'm going to throw it. What year anniversary is Microsoft coming up on? Oh, you got out of here. You were next.
13.
Wrong.
What is
wrong?
13.
Wrong.
Wait.
No. 13.
What did you say?
16.
Correct. 20.
Oh, wait.
You're
Phil.
Q Master. Who was it? Was it this guy or that guy?
He cannot do it. He works there.
You can't do it because you work there.
Okay.
Excellent. And in return, he just delivered on a promise, direct from France, the vanilla-flavored condom.
Yes!
Woo-hoo-hoo! Do you have to eat it? Hey, eat it! I mean, how do you know?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But the next giveaway, you're going to receive this. So don't call out any kind of thing if you don't want it.
Yes.
Everybody's got pens.
We're playing a final jeopardy.
I have no pen.
No, no pens up here.
All right. Now, team one is clearly ahead. In this round, we have two double jeopardies, and all the points are worth twice as much. Sounds like Alex Trebek.
We're going to lose twice.
Hang on.
And team two is going to learn what?
We're going to lose hard. We're going to lose that.
Okay.
You got a pen? Everybody got a pen that works? Okay.
Who has the lowest score?
That would be me.
Team two, let them pick first.
Oh, that's so nice.
Now, the categories are
no one knows this stuff, area codes.
Yeah! Woo!
Telcos, technology, quotations, and hacks. Team two, go for it. You wanted it?
Shit, we don't know for 200.
Shit we don't know for 200.
Shit we don't know for 200.
Shit Bob knows.
He invented the Braille system of reading for the blind.
Braille.
Team three.
Who is Braille?
Who is Braille?
I knew it. I just couldn't ring.
Pick it. No one knows this stuff for 400. He said upon getting the first presidential PC, quote, and what's this little green button for? Anybody up here? Do we have a modem to give away? Oh, we are.
Team who's Reagan?
Who's Reagan? No. Not the first presidential PC.
Number zero.
these guys right here. Dock them.
No, team three. All right, out there. First presidential PC.
Pick somebody, Jeff.
Wasn't Carter. He didn't have the first PC. He had a dumb terminal at his desk. Pick somebody else.
The first presidential PC.
First presidential PC.
Pick him.
I already picked that guy.
Which guy?
That guy.
What guy?
Bush. Whoever said Bush is right. Bush.
That's why I'm losing.
All right, pick the next one.
What happened to the vanilla?
All right, team
Where's
two.
Where's the vanilla flavored condom?
Team two, you get to pick again.
All right, we'll pick
it's a team three. I'm sorry.
Okay, no one knows this shit for 600. Word.
No one knows this shit for 600. Founder of the precursor to IBM, a punch card is named for him. Team one.
Who is Hollerith?
Who is Hollerith? That's correct. 1860 to 1929. It was the Tabulating Machine Company became IBM in 1924.
We don't want to know.
You don't want to know. Then pick again.
Yeah, there's a big lawsuit with that, too.
No one knows this stuff for 800.
That's a big number.
No one knows this stuff. Larry, are you ready? The issue number of the new improved frack that Eric's Blood Act first put out. Ooh. Ooh.
We'll take a year right there.
Anybody up on the stage here? Do we have to give away a modem for this one? I think we're giving away a modem for this one. Jeff, pick an answer. Pick somebody out there.
Olive shirt boy.
43. No, not according to him.
It's a good issue, though.
No, it isn't.
What is 42 is correct. Pick again.
Pay attention, Chris.
No one knows this stuff. Two of the six coded areas on a UPC bar stripe. Two of the six coded areas on a UPC bar stripe. Oh, fuck that. No, that's wrong. Sorry. Sorry.
You're right.
Anybody up here know anything about UPC barcodes? Jeff, pick somebody, I think.
For the flavored condom.
Oh, yes.
Can't hear you. You got one of them. Give it to him anyway. The six areas on a UPC barcode are the guard bars, the check bar, the binary code bar, the general product category, the manufacturer's code, and the specific product code. Everybody wants to know that stuff.
No.
Who answered last correct question? Who answered last correct?
Really?
Did.
You did? All right.
I don't think anybody's answered
correctly
in a while.
No.
Anyone,
anytime you're ready.
Area codes for
200.
Area code.
Yeah!
I'm going to choke.
What is New Jersey?
334.
The new ones.
Oh, the new ones. That's fucked. I'm sorry. 334. Jeff, pick somebody. Who raised the... What? What is Washington? No, not as Washington. No. Anybody else? What? What is New York City? No. What is Alabama? That's correct. 334 is the new area for outside of Montgomery, Alabama.
You're from Alabama.
He knows his area codes. Bob gets to pick again.
Oh, what the hell? Area codes for 400.
Beer.
Beer, now obey.
All right, this is for the skiers. the skiers. What is the area code of Aspen, Colorado? Oh, the area code of Aspen, Colorado. Our team up here. Jeff, pick somebody from the audience.
Are you going to ring in?
I'd like to propose a new rule. It's really hard to pick someone when, while they're still trying to decide to answer, everybody already has their hands raised because I can't look at them and you at all at the same time.
Give it to the NTA, man.
So the first person to scream it out.
Your answer sloppy?
No, the first person to get it gets a Linux ready to run Slackware CD.
The guy behind.
970.
Fucking freeware.
Where is it?
970. They're adding zeros and oddball numbers to this.
That's lame.
That's lame number?
It's only cool when they have a zero or a one in the middle.
All right, then you get to pick again.
Area codes again. Yeah, let's keep area it stagnant.
No. All right. Area codes for 600.
Area codes for 600.
This is cool. I feel old.
Bob Stratton feels old. How old are you, Bob?
None of your business.
I thought it was none of your fucking business.
There are cameras.
The newest area code added to Arizona as of March 31, 1995. Oh, you guys are awesome. You guys are awesome.
No, we stopped boxing several years ago.
The guy in the black that I'm colorblind. What? What is 520 is correct. How do you know that?
Yeah, why do you know
that? He picks up the new free BSD 2.0.
Search this man for a blue box.
Do you live in Arizona?
Bob, are you showing your age up here?
Okay.
Are you showing your age?
True, man.
And shit, we didn't
do. Where do you want to go, Bob? Do you want to
area code 3.
Area code 3. Oh. This is a daily double, Bob, for on area codes.
Bet it all.
How much should he wager?
Oh!
How much does he have, Judge? He has 5,200.
$200.
Did he say 2,000? You said 200?
No spoofing.
Yeah, look, you got it.
The number of area codes in Texas. Whoa. All right, let's have some whistling for them.
Together now.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
You're the only one who can answer.
34.
I think there's 12.
All right, they've had enough time. Bob, what's your answer?
Four.
What is four? I will read off the area codes and you guys can count. 806. 915, 210, 512, 713, 281, 409, 817, 214, 903.
That's a big state.
All right, Bob, where do you want to go? You've done wonderful on this category.
That's what going straight will do to you. Do it.
Do it.
I think I'm going to get this one. I'm feeling really good about it.
It's going to be what is Lawrence, what's the area code Lawrence?
Now, this is a very complicated question, and I suggest that all everybody on the panel up here has their pens ready.
Are pens ready?
Your pens ready for this question.
Fuck you.
This is going to be the total number of area codes for the following states.
No.
Are we ready?
Oh, go ahead.
Alaska.
Yep.
Hawaii.
Two.
Connecticut.
Three.
Maine. Montana. North Dakota. Idaho. Arkansas. Delaware. Mississippi. Nevada. New Mexico. South Dakota. South Carolina. Oregon. Rhode Island. West Virginia, Utah, Vermont, and Wyoming. There's a total of 20 states.
What is 21?
I need to have somebody ring in if they have an answer.
No, we're not answering them.
What is the total number of area codes for those 20 states?
Fuck around. That's a good
anybody ringing in? Audience. Jeff, pick somebody. Down here. What is 26? No. Alright, ring in. Alright, your answer. Alright, he says give the closest answer to the three teams up here.
Yeah, 24.
24.
28.
28. 20. 20. The answer is 20. Those are the only 20 states that have one area code each. That's 1 gigabyte.
They
only 20 states with one area code each. Bob, I think you get the pick again.
Are we sick of phones?
Your telco.
Hacks for 200.
Hacks for 200. The date of the hack that triggered Kevin Mitnick's recent downfall. Ooh. What?
December 25th, 1994.
What?
What is December 25th, 1994?
Yes!
What is
hack
for
400?
What is hack? Oh, take the goddamn thing.
If you don't know, you shouldn't be up here.
He's practicing, Win.
After hacking his way into the White House, he was convicted of stealing government computer systems in 1984. Bob.
Who is Kevin Paulson?
No, not Paulson.
Ooh.
Ooh, no. Anybody else? Are you ringing? Is that a ring, or is that kind of like
a nervous twitch?
A nervous twitch.
That was a ring. That was a ring.
I asked him, no.
I'm thinking.
Excuse me, anybody up here?
Wait.
I'll read it again. After hacking his way into the White House, he was convicted of stealing government computer gear in 1984. All right, the audience. Pick somebody.
Who thinks they know?
Anybody know out here? No, not Bill Landreth. Not Ripken.
Raise your hand.
Anybody? Captain Zapp, Ian Murphy. Convicted 1984. And he was part of the subject of some of your work, as I recall.
And now an elite computer security consultant.
Robert, were you the last correct one?
No.
I'm sorry. Novocaine.
That was the one we got.
Novocaine.
Well, when we'd like to go to Hacks for 600.
This is how the Hope Target machine was hacked in 1994 in New York. Mr. Cotter, that's going to get you called on real quick. Team one.
What do you mean I'm not allowed to answer? Well, I mean, if I have to disqualify myself from this, I will. Well, what is a hole in the menu shell?
The shell escape. Did that give it to him? It was the shell escape.
Why are they saying he has to disqualify
himself? Because they suggested Bob may have to disqualify himself because he was there in on a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll...
Should we disqualify Bob for that?
Matters.
Okay. We'll throw the question out. It was only a 200.
Escape out of the menu shell.
Scape out of the menu shell was correct, but we'll just throw that one out.
Just said,
Many times, like,
I know.
Take your pick, man.
Okay. According to the Department of Defense, Defense Information Systems Agency, the percentage of Tiger Team attacks against DOD systems that were both detected and reported. It's been everywhere. So what's the answer? What's the question?
Can I give you a ring?
We have a ring.
What is 95 and what is 1?
Wait.
Read the question again.
The question again is the percentage of Tiger Team attacks launched by the DOD and Defense Information Systems Agency against their own computers that were both detected and reported. There were a total of 8,932 attacks.
1%.
In the form of a question.
What is 1%?
No.
Fuck.
Anybody else? Anybody out there know? I saw the first hand out there. For what? No, not 4%.
What is 3%?
No, what is... Down here. What is 0? No. What is 2%? No. What is 7? Does anybody really know this? 5%. No, let me run the numbers down for you. There were 8,000... What? What is 24% and 4%? No. Let me run the numbers down for you here. Hold on. There were a total of 8,932 launched attacks. Of those, 88% were successful. Of those, 5% were detected. Of those 5%, 5% were reported. One out of 400 attacks, 0.25%, were both detected and reported. It was one out of 400.
Yeah, that was a hard question.
That was a hard question.
No, we couldn't tell if you wanted one number or two.
Yeah, I know.
But nobody came close on any of them anyway.
You know, I mean,
so it's a throwaway. Nobody lost.
And for that, I'm going to throw into the audience Linux plus BSD, a CD.
Oh, rad. That's not going to last.
Okay, I got another one for you. Here it goes.
Shit, I wish I was out there.
Yeah, really.
Novocaine, do you have the last
question?
Quote for
200. Win.
You said one.
Quotes for 200. He said. He said. I only hack for money.
Team one?
Team one.
Who is Eric Bloodaxe?
Who is Eric Bloodaxe?
Everybody knew that. I
mean,
200 for that. It was a simple question. Bob,
quotes for 400.
He claimed, quote, there is no such group as the MOD. Bob.
Who is fiber optic?
Who is fiber optic? That's absolutely correct. Bob, pick it again.
I really need it.
Hacks for 800.
He, the hacker, faked his own suicide. He, a hacker, faked his own suicide. Oh, you guys are thinking. Anybody on our panel want to ring in for that, or do we have to let Jeff at you?
Hold on. Can I get a score count before I'm...
All right, give a score count.
We're so down.
Are we negative yet?
This is an 800 megabyte question.
What are we? What are they?
100?
300.
Go.
Do it.
We're going to lose anyway. Go.
Ring in. Ring in.
Who is Kevin Mitnick?
Who is Kevin Mitnick? No.
Dumbass.
Anybody in the audience?
He told me to say it.
Waving both hands. Who? Who is Bill Landreth? Is absolutely correct. He faked his own suicide and was found by the police on the beaches in Oregon in 1984.
Don't help me.
And for that, you win the Hacker Chronicles. Over 12 years in the making. You're the Uber hacker.
Hey, those are...
All right, we're going to match your score.
Who had the last correct question? You guys, all right.
That would be the lead hack, and you would have to win.
Bob, where are you guys picking?
Quotes for 600.
I'm going to have to get guards to escort me out of here.
We get as much room as we
I think you should do
There
that.
Are two possible answers according to this. My wife created this question.
Enjoy.
The best computer hacker oxymoron. This is a giveaway, so we're not going to do this one. Anybody out here, any answer? Computer, hacker, oxymoron.
Military intelligence.
ISDN modem. I love it. Bob.
Secure Unix.
Anybody out there? These are my wife, so I don't want to get shot for this one. She came up with artificial intelligence and ethical hacker.
That sounds like Mishka Bay.
Pick it again.
Quotes for whatever that is. 800.
He said, quote, I see no reason why anyone would want a computer at home. Bob.
Who is Ken Olson?
Who is Ken Olson, the president of DEC? That's absolutely right. That was a tough question.
Fuck off, all right?
I'm old, forgive me. Quotes for 1 gigabyte.
This is a daily double, Bob.
Bet it all.
Yeah, bet it all. Bet it all.
Make it fair.
What does Team 3 have? What do we have?
Negative 500.
What does Team 3 have?
Still?
1,600.
Bet it all.
How much does Team 1 have?
Make it fun. Bet it all.
How much does Team 1 have?
Make it fun.
7,000?
Make it fair.
2,000.
2,000. Okay, no help from the audience, please. When Phil Zimmerman found himself without a room at DEF CON 2, this hacker yelled for everyone to hear, he can sleep with me.
Who is Novocaine?
Who is Novocaine? Novocaine wanted to sleep with Phil Zimmerman last year.
You are heartless, dude.
Oh, I'm not heartless. All right, you should have bet it all. They told you to. All right, between telcos and technology. They got it right. They knew that one.
Telcos for 200. Eric B. don't know nothing about telco.
According to a survey of 714 well-respected hackers, this telco, Baby Bell, has the weakest security.
Should we do it?
Team 2 is ringing in with a vengeance! What is Pac Bell? Not according to 714 respected. Team 1.
Who is Bell South?
Not Bell South!
I don't agree.
Pick him.
I don't agree.
Not the ones the hackers gave me.
Oh.
You know what's amazing is you're picking all seven of them now.
Oh wait, man, he did say Baby Bell, didn't he?
Yeah.
No.
Give them their score back. Give everybody score back. Who? What is Rochester Telephone? They're one of the seven Baby Bells, right? Good.
You're an idiot.
You go.
They're not a Baby Bell.
Not Southwest. Not according to this.
Southwestern Bell.
What? Not Southeastern Bell? You're hacking Southeastern Bell. Illinois Bell. They're one of the Sip. Guy in the glasses. Who's in glass?
Say that again. I can't hear. No. You in the back with a 2600 shirt on.
That's not a baby.
That's
Jeez.
Not a
oh. Not you snooze, you lose. You way back in the hat. Wrong.
Jesus,
you. Wrong. Remember, it has to be in the form of a question. You. What? Wrong. You.
It's so obvious.
Wrong. You in white. Nope. Somebody already answered it, but they didn't answer it in a question. You. No, you in the black. Yeah. Wrong. You. Wrong. You in the blue.
How hard can it be to figure out out of seven?
What? Say, what is it? You. Wrong. You. Wrong. 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 Right. What is GTE?
Wait a minute. Did you say Baby Bell? Excuse me?
Oh, Wim fucked up.
Big time.
Oh, how are we going to punish Wim?
Hey, where are these well-respected hackers?
Wait. Wait. Whoa. How are we going to make Wynn pay for this travesty? Wynn? Okay, whoa.
Wynn?
Whoa. Wynn Schwartau is going to have to chug a beer.
Yes!
Go!
Oh yeah!
And you get an honorary modem.
Was it good for you?
All right.
Who had the wrong last correct answer to the question?
Not sure, but I'll bet it was Team One.
Was it you guys, Team One?
Yeah.
Sure,
I don't know.
That 9,000 points. It was probably
All right.
Yeah,
How about real telcos for 400? Oh, I'm sorry.
The BT TimeNet monitoring utility. Team one.
What is probe?
No. The monitoring utility of BT TimeNet.
Oh, come on, you guys know that one.
Can I answer it again?
No, you cannot answer it again, Team one.
Del Drew's IRC bot.
Did you ring in?
No.
All right, then the audience gets this one.
Wait, oh, damn. Whoever yelled that X-ray wins the official X11R6 CD-ROM. So, who yelled out X-ray? So, okay, Eric B. wants to give it on to someone else, so I'm going to hurl it in the air in the traditional fashion of DEF CON.
Score update like it really, well, we may have to adjust this for Final Jeopardy a little bit. All right, Team 1. They have 3 million.
That's a fact.
They have negative, but we'll fix this.
Come on, guys. You need to like
Team 1. Team 3. 1,600 megabytes.
This is the game score.
All right, Team 1, go for it.
Telcos for 600.
Yeah, we're
low, man. We don't want to crash.
The 1983 controversial decision maker who tore AT&T into seven pieces. Team one.
Who is Judge Harold Green?
Who is Judge Green? He's right.
He lives right up the road from me.
Ringer.
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 Pick it again.
Oh, really? Telco's for 800.
Wake that guy up.
Yeah,
can we wake that guy up?
Hey.
No,
Slave Gang. Hey,
I
got to
suffer up here.
Sergeant at
Arms. Go to your room.
Okay. For 800 megabytes, the popular, hackable German packet switch network. Team one.
Now, if you're going to make faces like that...
Well, no, I mean it. Come on, give the other guys a shot here.
Datex... What is Datex-P?
What is Datex-P is correct. Larry knew that. He knew that.
That's in his next movie.
Datex-P, this next movie. All right, Robert, go for it.
Actually, wait, we may need that. Hold
on. You have to pause for a noisemaker.
All right, ring it for us.
How many people want Team 1 to lose? Yeah, okay.
I've got all your names and your social security numbers.
The next person that answers correctly must install OS 2 2.0.
You don't want to step with me. I'll put it over 95.
Oh. You get to pick, Robert.
Telco is for 1 gigabyte.
That was two.
Oh, this is a toughie. This is a toughie.
That was version two.
This is 1 gigabyte here. Oh. Abby Hoffman and Al Bill.
Who?
The Al. Oh. I'm sorry, Al Bell. Excuse me. They made me chug a beer here. Radical Ripoff's Youth International Party Line magazine was renamed to this in 1973.
How did you get that back?
What is TAP? And I've seen the stock certificates that they got from all the seven baby bells after the breakup.
What is TAP? The Technical Assistant Program.
Yeah, you had to show off, did you?
I thought that was a toughie.
That's where I learned it.
Oh, wonderful.
Do it. Everyone knew that.
All right, what category do you want to go to now, Robert, after you're going to install OS 2?
Technology.
You really suck, Jeff. But honor is honor. Technology for 200?
Oh, man.
Technology for 200. Everybody bring out your pencils.
Is that for us?
Yes, pencils include you, Novocaine.
Our pen's functional.
Yeah, that's pretty much why we're last place. Right. Goddamn pen. <bad. laughs>
Trust me, you need the pen now.
Right on.
Much better, thank you. All right.
More pens, more pens. Okay, no help from the audience on this one. The number of bytes in a megabyte.
I've lost my game.
Alright. Number two just rang in.
Right. 1,000.
What is 1,000? That's the number of bytes in a megabyte. No, I'm sorry. Team one.
Can we take that back? You said it wrong.
The number of bytes in a megabyte?
You said it wrong.
No, he did not. He did not say it wrong.
This is a toughie.
It's
Novocaine's working here real hard at the problem. All right, we've got team one, the number of bytes in a megabyte.
1,024,800.
No.
How about this? How about 1024?
It's late. I'm tired. 10:24.
All right, I think we need to go to the audience on this one.
Wait, fucking throwing out yams? Can we give it to you in factors?
Go for it. I see somebody down here. All right, what's your number? 1048576 is correct. And for that?
Wait.
Give him something good. That was math.
I got two funny looking cell phone things.
Rad.
Wait.
They earned it.
Don't worry, the next winner gets a genuine Idaho potato. It was picked up on the way to the con. It's fresh.
You can kill somebody with that thing.
Throw that hard. Throw it hard.
And just to remind you what the final people win.
The final people. Uh-oh. Blinders. All right, well, since it doesn't matter who's asking what, we're going to go to technology for 400.
Well, I would say that would be a...
Novocaine agrees with this. Don't we appreciate him?
Word.
Okay, here's a security question under technology.
Okay, Robert.
The highest official security level, the National Computer Security Center, will offer a computer system.
A1? What is A1?
I hear nobody ringing in.
They rang in.
Did they ring in?
They rang in.
What is A1? That's right. Team 2 got something. Yes.
Give me my rainbow bag.
Hey, I'll just fuck off. I'll just fuck off. I'm the only goddamn thing I'm going to win.
I have every belief that... You may win this game yet. Now, here's how many points do they have? Yeah, team 2. All right, they have a daily double. Drinking a full beer here. Daily double. How many points should we give them to be able to bet with?
I bet a terabyte.
They can wager 1,000.
They can wager 1,000.
I know. Give them 1,000.
The judge says that team 2 can wage up to 1,000, a gigabyte on this.
I'll bet it all, man.
You're going to bet a gigabyte?
And a goddamn potato.
All right, this is for team 2 only.
And a potato.
And a potato.
You rule.
There are 8 of these in every DES encryption process. There are 8 of these in every DES encryption process. He's the one who asked me for crypto questions, by the way.
I told you to stop.
Oh,
it's not
8. It's 8. I'm sorry, it's 8. Who's got the Bruce Schneier book? Bring it on out.
The Schneier book, but
they're not 8 rounds.
He said eight in the form of a question. What are S boxes? Yes.
Good man.
And for that, you get Unix, Linux, plus BSD.
Rad.
Nice.
All in one.
And October 94 release. There.
Where's the goddamn potato?
You win.
You don't want to know about the score update yet. All right, this is for 800 megabytes in technology. And I'll tell you it's a cryptographic question.
Good.
Is Team 2 ready?
Yeah.
Throughout the entire universe, what is the best source of random number generation? Is that a ring? Is that a ring?
That
Team 2, is that a ring?
Hold on.
That's a ring.
You did it.
What is radioactive decay?
What is... No, it's not radioactive.
I knew it.
Should we give it to them for that?
Yes. Give them the first answer. You should give it to him, Wynn, because that counts.
There is another answer to that.
I know there is, but
and the other answer is the background noise of the universe.
And guess what that is from?
Of course it's esoteric. This is Jeopardy.
What is that from, Wynn?
What's what from?
What
it's radiation.
From?
It's radiation.
Depends on if you believe it.
I think Team 2 has come a long way.
Word.
This team's a game.
Now, for 1 gigabyte. Do you want to say something? Then it's the final Jeopardy. The maximum throughput of a DS1 circuit, ESF, BS, DS in kilobytes per second.
Do you mean B8ZS?
Fuck you! B8ZS, yes.
In kilobits per second.
In kilobits per second.
Why are you making us work? Oh, that's cute.
Well, Robert, it's taking you a while.
I'm just happy with the last two I got.
Are we going to have a ring-in by anybody?
Yes,
we have a ring-in from the maximum throughput of a DS1 circuit in kilobytes per second.
No, read the rest of it. Read the whole
the
thing.
The ESFB8ZS.
Wait, is that kilobits or bytes?
It's
kilobits.
Okay. What is 1544?
What is 1544? He got it. All right. We need to do now, all the questions are gone. No, I'm sorry. It is correct without compression. With compression, it's 1536.
Now, did you say?
I said throughput. Right, and it's 1536 otherwise.
But do you have bit stuffing turned on?
All right, now the scoring, and I'm going to let the judge in on this. What is the score right now?
Keeping your pants already.
11,800.
Yes, Alex.
1.5 gigs.
And
1.6 gigs.
1.0. Like you're not a ringer.
But at this point,
like
the super cosmic forces intercede, nulling all their scores to zero. Giving them each 10,000 points for the final super question. Mudbug and Super Truck Rodeo action at the Cow Palace. Be there, there.
You rule, Jeff.
Jeff is rad.
You are. He is K-elite.
May a fresh piece of paper.
The winner of the super duper final round will get 6 modems.
Is that a disincentive?
Really and truly, I'm not lying. The girlfriend's panties of Dan that Peter Shipley snagged when he slept with her. I... Oh, yeah. A whole big old box of manuals. They'll each get their price refunded. And super duper bragging rights.
What if they all tie?
They all burn in hell. The chances of that happening are so remote, I won't even try to think about those consequences.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm a short-sighted governmental agency. I won't fix such things.
All right, now, we need a whistle leader. Who's the best whistle out here? You? No, what are you raising your hand for? I'm the best.
Raw fucking potato.
All right, I'm going to post the question now.
I need something to write on, Wynn.
You need something to... How about the envelope in front of you?
God,
we can turn it over. Okay.
We're going to lose anyway.
Hey.
What kind of paper we have.
Hey. What? Dude, get a grip.
The final Jeopardy question. No help, but we need whistling.
Wait, we didn't bid.
You're all bidding the same thing.
Oh,
didn't
my
you
God,
get it?
I know
is the complete name for the British equivalent to the National Security Agency. Oh. They're all doing the same. Yeah, Jeff redefines it all.
Hey, give me that bug.
Wait, I don't want to wager 10,000.
I don't want to wager anything.
We wanted to bid.
We're good.
All right, well, I think we got to start down here with Novocaine. You guys have an answer?
MI5.
MI5. No, no. Boo, boo, right. All right, off with their heads. Team 2.
Well, it was in Applied Cryptography. I read it, and I've forgotten it, so I was just writing a little funny response.
Well, what's the funny response? Read it.
Not that funny. It's the same one as last night.
What, is it none of your fucking business?
You are a bunch of people who have never been in my kitchen. All right.
All right, team 1.
What is GCHQ?
The complete name for the British equivalent to the National Security Agency.
Down to one word. What is Government Communications Headquarters?
What is Government Communication Headquarters is right. Hacker Jeopardy, thank you. We'll see you all next year. Good night.
No. Wow. This is bad.
We gotta go back to the room.
And I swear I will install OS2.